This seance was given on the 5th of May, 1960. Medium Leslie Flint. Sitters Joan, Margaret, Lynn, George and Monty.
We've heard you, we've seen you like it before. Have we? Mm-hmm.
Good evening.
Good evening, how are
you? Oh, of course you're all right. I've got a question to ask you,
isn't it? Eh?
I thought you said
we'd
have seen you or something.
Yes. Horrible
sight.
I've
seen
enough of it.
Very special. Something very special we are trying to do.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Reason why we have kept you so long.
Yes.
Thank you for the film.
That's not really sure.
Is it? I think so.
Sounds more like Frederick Chopin to me. What is they trying to do special?
Have to wait.
You're waiting. There's a new car now, but we have to. Yes, and be grateful.
Favourite word.
Yes, it's a wonderful word, you know.
Uncomplaining steadiness.
What did you say?
What?
What did you say?
That's a definition, uncomplaining steadiness.
Uncomplaining steadiness, did you say?
Yes.
What is uncomplaining steadiness?
The dictionary's definition of patience.
Patience. Steadiness. Mm. I don't think I have ever heard of it before.
No. What do you mean you've never seen it? I'm complaining steadiness.
It is different than that.
Yes.
Conditions.
Good.
Well, very good. Plenty of pie.
Good.
We shall see what we can do with it. Don't be nervous.
Ah. Oh, no.
I'm sure that's not rude. It's exactly like Frederick Chopin's was.
Anybody read any good books?
What is that? It's exactly like him. Isn't Italian accent?
Polish.
Hmm? Frederick Chopin was Polish, yes. He spoke fluent French. He spoke far more French than ever he spoke Polish. Frederick Chopin lived in France the best part of his, well, a good part of his life. Come along, friends, Romans, countrymen, lend us your ears.
Patience, Leslie.
I'm like Monty, I'm not very patient. Monty's very quiet altogether tonight, isn't he?
He's coming, don't you?
Leave him quiet while he's coming.
Something moved beside me. It was the candelabra, the standard lamp.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's possible to do Isn't it?
I mean, it's possible to do what?
Oh, you will see. We will see.
We will see.
Visions.
I like to hear you talking between yourselves, Evan.
Yes, I'd like to say thank you for the film.
Oh, it is just something to keep you happy.
Thank you.
Anything to keep us happy. Times most beautiful, anyway.
Well, just a birthday present.
Yes, thanks enough. Very much.
That is only one. There is another one to come for August.
Oh.
If it is possible.
Oh, how lovely.
And who knows, for Christmas.
Is that you, John?
No. Who knows? Once we do our work, you know, once we get going, you know, nothing is impossible. It may take a little time, but time come and go, but we work very hard and eventually things come to pass. Give us time. Ah, time. Well, you have not gone to Castellanet, but I bring you something instead, as a little present.
Oh, lovely.
To compensate you for the disappointments. Who knows? You may yet still go to Castellanet.
You never know, do you?
But I'm not going to commit myself.
No, I don't.
Oh, no.
Monty, how are you? You are very quiet.
He's subdued, isn't he?
Well, it's funny, he's tamer now, isn't he, Monty?
How do you mean he's tamer?
Well, the lion's always quiet in front of his tamer, isn't he?
You are asking for very big trouble.
I wouldn't say that, don't you?
No, I don't think his wife attempts to tame him.
Just let him roam.
Well,
he's not bad or sick, you know.
I think you are very fortunate to have such a good husband.
Yes.
There are many worse.
What do you say?
I said there are many worse.
Well, there are many worse. There are a few better. Possibly. You wish to ask some questions?
Oh, my dear, oh, well, it's no good starting that tonight.
Why not? If you've got some questions you want to ask me, I will try and answer them for you.
Ah, oh, well, at the moment we're reading a book which is of great interest. Do you know the one I mean, called Secret Places of the Lion?
Secret Places of the Lion?
We've been reading.
I don't think I have read it.
No. Well, it's written by this man who is making tremendous archaeology discoveries in Italy at the moment.
Oh, I see.
And it's all about the Lemuria and Atlantis and going right the way back. And I wondered if there's anything you could tell us about that sort of thing. You know what I thought I mean, you see. I mean, you start on a subject like that. It's quite a subject, isn't it?
That is a tremendous subject.
Well,
it would take hundreds of
seasons
to scrape the surface.
Yeah.
But I mean, are these sort of this sort of information, is it coming through in various parts, really?
Oh, in some places there are channels through which the information can be poured.
Yeah.
But of course one must always be very careful, because one has to be sure of the source.
Yeah.
And one must be sure that it is not contaminated by the mind of the instrument. In other words, you are not receiving some fiction. You must always dissect these things,
yeah.
You know, try to, well, find the truth. And it is not always easy, because there is much truth, but sometimes before it reaches you, or by the time it reaches you, it is distorted.
Yes, well, I mean, it
starts with the Children of Light, doesn't it?
Well,
thousands of years ago. It comes back to the present day in various reincarnations for various people. And
you know, people talk about the Great Flood.
Mm-hmm.
That what may have been a great flood in the days of Noah was very small. It was important and very big to us. The people of that time, but of course it was merely local, what we would call local, not worldwide. They did not know much of the world beyond their own little region, and therefore what to them was a tremendous flood would not necessarily be so considered today. It would be something which was disastrous in a small area, like an earthquake would be disastrous in the area of a country. that it is not the word.
No.
It does not do to accept everything as if the whole world was engulfed.
No, yeah. He goes with Atlantis.
And Lemuria.
And Lemuria. Mm.
All there were countries, Lemuria and Atlantis, under the Atlantic, of course.
Yes.
The various people were were taken to Africa and China.
Well, I think
this country would set up that way, you see.
But why do you wish to know so much about this?
Well, it was rather
interesting. What is its importance to you?
Well, I was wondering, you see, if there was any importance in it. It's sort of dividing.
Well, it is interesting. But I don't think that something which happened so long, long ago can be of much effect or have much effect upon you today.
No, I just
if anything, because it is too far removed in time.
Mm.
I am more concerned when we come to reincarnation, to more recent incarnations within the last 4,000 years.
Well, so am I. I didn't think I should stand much chance asking you about that.
No, but when you go back 10,000, 12,000, 14,000 years, before your first incarnation, it is of little importance, as far as I can see, to discuss it. Other than the fact it may be of general interest, but it cannot be of any personal interest.
Well, what about the nearer ones,
The nearer ones.
Just one.
What about the time of Chesier-Bouguer?
What about?
Well, of course, it was a very important incarnation. I was linked in Italy at that time. I was not a Bouguer myself.
No.
But I was linked with the family, and so were you.
There
was much intrigue, of course, in those days, and provinces was against province. It was not a united country, it was like separate kingdoms.
Yeah.
And families had great power and held great sway, and they were important in their own region, and often there was wars between them, and feuds, as you say, and there was much fighting and much killing and much animosity, and often you would get families would. She would say, cling together, and then even then there were families who hated one another and would rid each other in the family of certain people that stood in their path, even though it were a brother or a sister. I also have had some very unpleasant experiences with the Bouguer family.
Mm-hmm.
One of the strange things was that I was very interested and very anxious at one time to play the part of Chesier Bouguer. And I realize now that it was unconsciously a throwback to a previous incarnation when I was affected by the Bouguer family, because their family and my family were not exactly at war, but we were not friendly, and I have much trouble with the Bouguer family.
Oh. Was I on the Bouguer side or the one you were friendly with?
You were on the Bouguer side.
The one you were friendly with?
No, not friendly.
Oh, no. The name, Lucia, of course.
Lucretia,
of course.
Lucretia. She was not as bad as she was painted. Yeah. History has given her a much worse name. Actually, she's much maligned.
Oh, I've
her brother was much more dangerous of the two.
Yeah. Oh, this is wonderful.
It's strange that I should have wanted to play that character. And Benvenuto Cellini.
Yes.
Also.
Oh, Cellini, I remember you wanted to play that. But then most of your films have had some sort of...
Well, most of my films unconsciously have had incarnations, throwback. For many years, one incarnation I lived in India.
Yes.
Another incarnation I was in the desert.
Yes.
Another incarnation I was in ancient Egypt.
I wish you'd played that part, it would have been wonderful.
And what do you mean, Ramesses or something of that nature?
Gorgeous.
I would have liked very much.
Yes, you would have loved
it. Very much. But it was not to be.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose much of the colour in my films was due to these throwbacks to my past.
Yes.
That realisation. Sometimes, you know, when I was rehearsing or playing a scene, it was sometimes as if it was not me.
Mm-hmm.
I used to feel very strange. But that's all very difficult to explain.
And did I know you in the desert time? Because
that
film was the one that acted exactly. I did know you then.
You refer to that dreadful film.
You
I
say
never liked it.
Which one was that?
No, I didn't know that one. The last one, you meant.
Yeah.
The very last.
The Son of the Shack.
Yes.
I thought you meant the Shack.
No, I've never seen that. I've never seen it.
Well, because the Shack was...
I know, you couldn't bear
it. A very
it.
Bad film.
Yes.
It was neither one thing or the other, you know.
No, that would have
It was neither... Czech or Italian, I don't know what I was going to be. I just do what I was told by Medford, and well, I do what I could, but I tried to bring some character to it, but it was very difficult. It was a melodramatic, ridiculous story, but it did me a lot of good, so I suppose I must be grateful to you.
It certainly did, but the last one was the one.
Well, I only enjoyed playing the last one because I was able to play the father.
Yeah, the two.
The two, perhaps.
Yes, yes. It was a real film, you know, that one.
From that point of view, it was an opportunity to play character work and also to work with someone who I a long time wanted to work with. That was his Maurice.
Yes.
But apart from the film, I don't think it was. Of course, today it seems to me very dated, I suppose. It, I don't know, but I'm glad you have got at least my best performance.
You think that is your best one?
Oh, I think there's not that
bad. What, Sunshine?
No,
Bloodhound, yes.
I think I prefer to play Juan next to Julio. Julio and Juan are my two favourite characters, and then Booker.
Yes.
I think between them there's not much to choose. They are my three favourite character roles.
And was that a character role?
Well, I was able to develop a character. I was able to create somebody. I was able to believe in what I was playing, what I was doing. I knew that I was playing someone who was flesh and blood, someone with heart, someone with feeling, someone who was a real person.
I wasn't
playing a bogus something dressed up that didn't mean nothing or anything, you know. I was a creative character. I loved playing very much Garato. I think in many ways he was my favorite.
And had you had a Spanish incarnation too?
Strange, I have not any recollection of a Spanish incarnation.
Well, how strange.
But mind you, I don't think that is quite correct, because I had a Moorish.
Oh.
And you must remember that the Moors conquered southern Spain.
Yeah.
And it's quite feasible that when this happened, I did spend some time in southern Spain.
Yeah.
But my remembrance of it is non-existent. I have no recollection. It may be an incarnation that I have obviously forgotten a great deal about, but I know that I had a Moorish incarnation. I have understood that I had 18 incarnations.
18?
18 incarnations. One day I'll explain to you more about reincarnation, how it plays an important part in all our lives, how we are blended together, how we have been brought together, and for what purpose. Not only just to do this work, which is important, but for other reasons, more deep and more subtle, more complex perhaps. But as time goes on, I will try and explain this more fully to you.
Yes,
in the meantime, I want to thank you very much for gathering together on the eve of my earthly birthday.
Yes,
I appreciate all the kind thoughts and everything that you think and feel, and I'm glad that in some small measure I can repay you in some small way. I mean, the film is something, but that is only one thing, but it is still important to you and in a sense important to me, especially since I think it is the best of my films. Anyway, I must go, but I leave you with my love and my blessings. Carry on the good work, each one of you. Know that I love you, I give you my blessings, and that I and many other souls here who cannot tonight speak, but all who work together in love and in harmony with you, are doing all in our power. Don't lose heart. Carry on the good work. God bless you.
Arrivederci.
See?
Yeah.
And may you all have a very happy time.
Thank you,
my love and blessings to you all.
God bless you.
And your question, I can't answer, love. When the time's right, I'll tell you. Bye-bye, Mom.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Keep your chins up.
Yes.
He's a mother proud. He's a mother proud.
Bye-bye.
I love you so.